We managed to finish. Carolyn finished the series off last week, and we're going to start a new series entitled "The Power of Words." The power of words, because it matters what you say. I'm going to start this series off with there's a doctor named Dr. Masaru Emoto. He was a Japanese man. He was a scientist who revolutionized crystals that were made when words were spoken over water. So his study was considered to be some of the greatest work ever done in his time. He died in 2014. And it was so interesting that the study was done with power of words, with speaking to water and having it change. And it was different. There was a difference in the words that were spoken and what the crystals looked like. When there was positive words, when there was love, when there was gratitude, the crystals formed beautiful crystals. And when there was words of hate, of discord, some of the crystals didn't even form at all. They were distorted. And I thought, how interesting is that? What a cool study of how powerful our words really are. Now, the human body is made up, I've heard, 60 to 80% of water. If a scientist can do studies to see what words do to water, what would happen if believers begin to speak to this body of water to see what would take place? What would be the result of that? You know, it's amazing how much water we have, but they said that the brain is like 80% water. I know y'all work with some people who you think their brain is 80% air, but science says it's 80% water. And then there was like the blood is 83% water. The heart is 79% water. The bones are 22. The muscles are 75% water. The liver is 86% water. The kidneys is 83% water. How important is water to the human body? Being that we are bodies of water, how important is words to us? Such an awesome revelation to grab hold of. Let's start off and come with me to John chapter 6, verse 63. If words can change the molecular structure of water, what impact do words have on us? Can we transform ourselves with the power of words? You know, this scientist just discovered what the Word of God has said all along. John 6:63, it says that it is the Spirit who gives life. The flesh profits nothing. The words that I speak to you are spirit and life. That's Jesus talking. Words are containers going somewhere to be opened, to be realized, to be manifested. In this series, we're going to answer some questions and look at some powerful truths. Some of these questions will be, is your body responding to words? Is your body still producing from words of your past? Can you transform your body, your life, your ministry, your marriage with the power of words? How powerful are words? Can they change what's going on the inside to the molecular structure of who we are? How you speak affects your body. Negative words will always affect you differently. You know, the old schoolyard chant, sticks and stones will hurt my bones, but anybody know that? I'm amongst a couple familiar folks. Sticks and stones will hurt my bones, but words will never hurt me. What a lie! That was an absolute lie. Because some of us have had words spoken over us that we have yet to shake. Somebody feels like they can't be accepted because they were rejected in their past. Somebody feels like they will never add up because of their big brother, their big sister. Somebody feels like because something was done to them, it made them who they are today. Words are extremely powerful. Because you and I are made in the image and the likeness of God, the creative power that comes with words comes with your new birth. Raise your hand if you've been born again. If you're watching online, if you said yes to Jesus, you said yes to his creative ability. You said yes to his power. It comes with it. And it's so important to know and understand. Let's go to Hebrews chapter 11 and verse 1. We'll look at verses 1 through 3. Family, words can destroy you or words can build you up. You know how wars start? By words. You know how sickness starts? By words. Oh man, I must be coming down with something. Oh no, this is what my cousin had. I'm going to take my pills for my diabetes. I'm going to take my, for my, you know, sickness starts? Words. How about the next time you get a scratchy throat, say, thank God, praise God, I'm healed and whole in the name of Jesus. My immune system is cooperating with the word of God. Thank God this tickle, this itch cannot be effective in my life. How about we start participating with the word of God? The power of words will always be at our disposal. But what are we going to choose, family? We can even speak over our children, over our spouses, because words have power. Hebrews chapter 11, verse 1 through 3 says, now faith is the substance of things hoped for, evidence of things not seen, for by the elders obtained a good testimony. By faith we understand that the worlds were framed, the worlds, notice that it's plural, the worlds were framed by the word of God, so that the things which are seen were not made from the things that are visible. Now, it's not saying that things were made from things that didn't exist. It's saying that things were made from a realm that is in the unseen. It's important to make that differential. The invisible realm is parent to the visible realm. The spiritual realm is parent to the natural realm. Look at the Passion Translation. It says it like this. Now faith brings our hopes into reality and becomes the foundation needed to acquire the things we long for. It is all the evidence required to prove what is still unseen. Faith empowers, verse 2, the testimony of faith is what previous generations were commended for. Look at verse 3. Faith empowers us to see that the universe was created and beautifully coordinated by the power of God's words. You see, he spoke and the invisible realm gave birth to all that we see. And you are his child. Your DNA matches his. When we get a clear understanding of our true identity and begin to emulate our Father, we will get tremendous results in our lives. I'm reminded, and you know what? It's natural for a son to emulate a father. It's natural for a daughter to emulate their father. I'm reminded of when we were at church, and Josiah was young. I think he was like 3 years old, and I used to carry mints in my pocket, and he had his suit on, and he was throwing a fit because he didn't have mints to go in his pocket. So it was like, you know what, it wasn't complete unless he had his mints. So he was trying to emulate his father. You and I should be emulating our father. You and I should be utilizing the creative power that we have at our disposal. Words create. Faith is real substance and evidence. Faith is real substance and evidence. You know, it's substance and evidence of things that can't be seen yet, although they exist. There are spiritual realities that do exist. They just exist in a realm that we can't perceive with our five physical senses. Great example is the television waves and radio waves. The reason why we can't see a football game right now, for you football fans, is because we don't have a tuner or receiver that's broadcasting that frequency. So just because we don't see the airwaves doesn't mean the airwaves don't exist. True or not true? You wrap your head around that analogy? The moment we turn on the right channel is not the moment that those airwaves began. They're already in existence. And I'm here to tell you, family, everything you need is already in existence. That which Jesus died for you to have, has been already given to you. And our understanding of our role in speaking according to the Word of God is absolutely crucial. When we see or hear something that doesn't line up to the Word of God, we have a blood-bought right to speak against it. We have a blood-bought right to call those things that be not as though they were. We have the responsibility to use the power of our words to right wrongs, to make crooked places straight. We, if not his children, who? You and I are heirs of the throne. You and I are supposed to run the family business. Amen? And we do that by the power of our words. Likewise, everything that Jesus provided is waiting for you to say something. Look at your neighbor and say something. It does exist. It's in spiritual form and waiting to be spoken to. We have to believe these things exist because our faith has to participate with God's plan. Our faith then becomes received, and that takes what is already in existence and it manifests. You know, when God spoke things into existence, he did that with you and I in mind. He did what he did to show us how to do it. In the book of Genesis, verses 3, 6, 9, 11, and I think 14 as well, all start off with God said. God said. What are you saying about the situation? So very important to be that receiver that tunes into the frequency of God. So important that we choose to get on the same page that he's on. Faith gives substance to what we hope for. No hope, no faith. What do we believe? You know, this is such a, we're going to, as we unfold this, we're gonna take our time and go through, because some of you have heard this before, the power of words. And what I don't want you to do is miss the revelation that God wants to give to you. Because what we know, we do. And when we know the power of words, we speak the power of words everywhere we go. You don't fall back into it. Imagine the world being dark and void. The Holy Spirit hovering. As long as God thought of the universe would remain inside him. It was when he spoke words. It was when he said, light be, light was. And the same thing is true in you and I, in our lives. It will be however you decide it will be. Because you're made in his image and his likeness. What are you saying about what's going on in your world? Choose to create. Choose to be proactive and see the outcome. How many of you have been hurt by words before? Raise your hand. How many of you have been hurt by words before? How long ago was that? I remember being 16, 17 years old. And I had a man I looked up to say, what kind of man are you? You can't even work on a car. And I attached that. And my dad is a master mechanic. So a little bit of that was in there as well. You know, like, why didn't my dad teach me? Man, shoot, if he was here, I would have showed him. You know, I had all that going on at the same time. But, you know, it took a while for me to get free from those words. You know, cutting my knuckle up, endangering my life, trying to be a mechanic. I ain't no mechanic. trying to prove somebody wrong. But it hung on for years. How many people have been lied to? And they're participating with that lie. It's time to speak truth over our lives and be intentional. Speaking the word of, listen to this. Faith, the substance of faith, created the world that we are now living in. Faith became matter through the power of words. What does Hebrews 11:1 say? Faith is the what? Is the substance. Faith is the substance. Faith is matter. And matter is manifested when we speak out God's word. When God spoke, word energy became matter. Speaking the word released the energy into the earth, and that energy became matter, and it manifested in a spiritual form. And here's the thing, there is nothing on the planet that can stop you from speaking and changing what's going on in your life. The only way for it not to happen is for you and I to not say something. Because you're born, You are of him. You are made in his image and his likeness. Please allow that to get into your spirit. You are not beneath. You are not the tail. What you've gone through does not identify you. You're made in his image and in his likeness. Do you realize he did that on purpose? He did that intentionally. And he's not looking for an opportunity to take it back. he believes in you. The divine sound waves of word that came out of God's mouth brought the invisible into the visible. And guess what? God's children, the same power that raised Jesus from the dead dwells on the inside of you. The same divine sound waves that God used to speak all that we see into existence abides in you. Dear God, that's important to know and understand. Words have power. Let's go to Genesis chapter 1, verse 26. We'll look at verses 26 and 27. Words have the power to sustain you. Not only the power to create, but they have the power to sustain you. So very important. Genesis chapter, let's read that together. It's on the screen. Genesis chapter 1 and verse 26, we'll go through 27. Ready, read. Then God said, "Let us make man in our image, according to our likeness. Let them have dominion over the fish, over the sea, over the birds of the air, and over the cattle, over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creeps on the earth." Look at verse 27. So God created man in his own image. Stop right there for a second. Whose image are you created in? Is God lacking anything? That is who you are. In the image of God, he created him, male and female. He created them. When God created you in his image and his likeness, it included his creative power. The image of God that you were formed in is divine, and your molecular structure matches his. Your makeup matches his. Your words are so powerful because God created you in his image and his likeness. Likewise, faith became matter when your father spoke. Same thing happened when you speak. It's so important to get to that point where you believe that. You know what's so powerful about the things of God is the moment you pick it up, it begins to work on your behalf. You know, you could turn around any situation starting right now and begin speaking. Isn't that good news? Isn't that good news? If we've missed it in any area, we can turn that around by beginning to take the word of God and applying it to our lives. You realize the only part of the Bible that will ever work for any of us is the part that we believe. We have to first believe the word of God and then do the word of God. You know how we know if we believe the word of God? If we're doing it. You know, it's dangerous to do things or say things like, "Oh yeah, no, I know that. Oh no, I know that." Because not doing that is evidence of you not knowing that. Now, the example I like to use, if I said, "Hey guys, I just got an alert on my iPad. The building's on fire. We got like 8 minutes to get out of here. Everybody clear out. It's, you know, we're in trouble." And y'all sat there like you're sitting there right now looking at me. You know what that would mean? You don't believe a word coming out of my mouth. Your doing is the only demonstration of your believing. True or not true? And that's important to identify, because we can fool ourselves and think we're believing, trusting, leaning on, and utilizing what we know, and we fall into the trap. "Oh, my back is killing me. Man, these kids are going to be the death of me. I tell you what. Man, that drive to work kills me in the morning. your creative power just goes and gives the spiritual realm permission to create. And you know what? They don't care if it's negative or positive because of who you are. You have authority. And when you speak words, you give the spiritual realm permission to go to work on your behalf. Shouldn't we begin to produce the fruit of the Word of God in our lives? And we can do that on purpose. We need to do that. We need to get to a point where we are. And you know what? This is okay to be dogmatic about your words. You know, that's, I won't normally give you permission to be dogmatic, but this is a, you can stand on the Word of God and be dogmatic. Like, I don't care what's going on around me. This is what the Word of God says. This is truth. And there's a difference between truth and your truth. When you begin to declare, this is my truth, the Word of God is my truth, then you're doing something about it. Hebrews chapter 11, chapter 1, verses 1 through 3. It says, God, who at various times and in various ways spoke in times past to the fathers by the prophet, he has in these last days spoken to us by his Son, whom he appointed heir of things. Now, hear that. Don't miss what's being said. The same way that God spoke to the patriots, the fathers of the faith through the prophets, is the same way he's speaking to you through Jesus Christ. Don't miss that. Whom he has appointed heir of all things, through whom also he made the worlds. Notice again, it's plural. Why? Because there's the seen and there's the unseen. Verse 3 says, who being the brightness of his glory and the express image of his person, and upholding how many things? How? By the word of his power. Dear God, everything was initiated by the word of God, or the word of God. When God said, light be, light still is. When God said, you are healed by my stripes, guess what? You still are. You know, every time the sun comes up is evidence of the promises of God being effective for your life. Every time you open your eyes, every promise of the word, that's proof, that's evidence of every promise of the word is still effective in your life. You know why? Because he's the same. He's never going to change. The same power that spoke the worlds into existence is holding all things up. Let's go to Proverbs chapter 18 and verse 21. You know why I know you're not going to fail? Because the same God that spoke you into existence is holding you up. Same power. Proverbs chapter 18 and verse 21 says, death and life are in the power of the tongue, and those who love it will eat its fruit. The Passion Translation says, your words are so powerful. Let's read that together. Look on the screen. This is the Passion Translation. It says, ready, read. Your words are so powerful that they will kill or give life. And the talkative person will reap the consequences. Dear God. You know, my mom used to say, I found out later there was an actual scripture. My mom used to say, don't nobody who talk that much tell the truth. Jesus said they talk way too much. There's bound to be a lie come out of their mouth. Anybody who talks that much is going to slip into lying. And so she raised us, or we were not very we were not very talkative. My mom used to say stuff like that all the time, and I didn't find out till later. That's Proverbs chapter 10, verse 19. And when I saw that, I thought, oh, that's what mom was talking about. And I put that up, Some of y'all look at me like, what? Proverbs don't say nothing like that. Proverbs chapter 10 and verse 19. They don't believe me. Back me up, media team, back me up. Proverbs chapter 10 and verse 19. Let's go to the King James Version. The lips of the righteous feed many, but fools die. No, 10:19. In the multitude of words, sin is not lacking, but he who restrains his lips is wise. See, some of y'all always wonder why I was quiet growing up. The mom put that Proverbs on me. We are a product of our words. Every one of us are a product of our words. And that's important to know, because what are you saying about what's going on? Our current existence is the result of past words spoken, either by us or by somebody else. Words create mindsets. Words create fear. Words create insecurity. Words also can create acceptance, love, joy, peace. But we have to choose that. We have to make the difference. Parents, whatever you do, be mindful when you talk to your children. You know, I am blown away at some of the stuff I hear parents say to their kids. You're so stupid. Can't believe you did that. What's wrong with you? You're not going to amount to nothing. You're going to end up on the streets. Words are powerful. Those of you who are parenting, be intentional in speaking over your children. Words create mindsets. And you know what? Every struggle that's going on in the world today is because of a mindset. Words create a mindset. Because the moment we understand who we are, that mindset is crushed. We can walk in freedom. So if our mindset is wrong and it's been created by words, it's going to take words to undo that. You know what? There's no amount of prayer that can break your own word curses over your life. It's a bold statement, but it's true. Because you could pray, God, thank you. You can come up here and get prayed for, you know, and get healed on the spot. And go home and stub your toe. Oh, it's coming back. Oh, man, I guess Pastor Jerry wasn't anointed after all. It's back on me. You can begin to confess. You can begin. You know what? All of us have the opportunity to have self-prophecy over our lives. All of us have that opportunity. So very important. Pastor Jerry is anointed, though. Death and life is available whenever we speak. How many of you understand that? Death and life is available whenever you open your mouth. Whenever you choose to say something, you're choosing death or life. Words are divine sound waves. Words have the power to create, to help, or hurt people on a consistent basis. We have to decide, are we going to release faith or fear? Are we going to release hope or hate? Are we going to release life or death? Are we going to release light or darkness? It has to be a choice. We've been given the power to speak right things or wrong things. It's totally up to us. Words can free us or hold us in bondage. Proverbs 6, 1 and 2 says, thou art snared with the words of thy mouth. Faith-filled words will put you over. Fear-filled words will put you in bondage. Words can change the direction of people's lives. The blessings of Abraham. You know what? Think about this for a second. What is the blessing? What is the blessing? You realize we inherited the blessing of Abraham? What is the blessing? The blessing is the words that God spoke over Abraham. You realize that's all the blessing is? Words spoken. You and I are blessed to be a blessing because of words that God spoke years and years ago.
Yes, sir.
You're created in the image and likeness of the one who is holding all things together. The one that's holding it all together, you're in union with. Let's look at application. How do we tap into the power of words? How do we do this? You know, in introducing this series, you know, we're going to keep rolling it out and keep going into the power of words. Application. Number one says what? It's up to you. You are, look at your neighbor and say this, you are a speaking spirit. With the same power that spoke everything into existence. Number two in application, what's it say? Your voice contains divine sound waves. And your voice authorizes the spirit realm to go to work on your behalf. And because there's evil and good, you are the deciding factor of what goes to work in the spirit realm. Number three says what? That matter that was spoken. Call it into existence. You know, don't get to the place where you allow the gift of grace to hinder your faith. Whatever you do, understand Ephesians talks about grace and faith. What do I mean by that? I don't have to do anything because it's already done for me. You know, it's easy to slip over into there and think, you know, I'm all good because I'm God's. And it was God that said death and life was in the power of the tongue. It was God that requires us to participate in his plan. Because everybody is a free will agent. Everybody is a speaking spirit. If you never said, Jesus, come into my heart, guess what? He would have never came into your heart. It's us confessing with our mouth, participating. You know, God didn't wrestle any of us and hog tie us down and say you believe, confess. Not every one of us. Is that true? Did you have to raise your hand if you willingly had to say, Jesus, be my Lord and Savior? Okay, let me clarify that. Number four. What's it say? You know, Jesus didn't deny that Lazarus was in the tomb. Jesus didn't say, no, this is not happening, this is not happening, this is not real. All he said was, Lazarus, come forth. So our role is calling forth those things that are still in the spirit realm. Get God's word in your mouth. Say what he says. Number five. Dear God, whatever you do, be led by the Holy Spirit. You know, you will never pray about something you don't talk about. I don't know if you realize that or not, but you'll never, what we pray about is what we talk about. So when you and I get God's word in our mouth, we can pray about his word. We can pray according to his word. Number six. Walk in faith and power. Faith comes by what? Power comes by speaking. Walk by both of them. Walk by faith and walk by power. Number seven. Pray the word. Accurate prayer is you and I using the word as the filter we speak through, because God has already answered his word. So when we use the word of God as the filter we pray through, the answers are yes and amen. It's already done. The filter you speak through, agreeing and bringing into reality a word life. Bring into reality the things you see in the word in your life. No pun intended. Well, maybe a little bit. It's fine. Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for your holy written word. Thank you for teaching us by your Spirit. You know the value of what we say. And you're desiring to get it through to us so we begin to function and flow in all that you've died for us to receive. Lord, we're so grateful for yet another opportunity to not only be in your presence, but to make any adjustments that need to be made so that we can continuously go and flow and do what you've called us to do. Father, what an awesome opportunity for us to just take a look, pay attention to what we've been saying. And make the switch if we need to make a switch. If we need to be reminded. Remind us, Lord. Help us. Thank you for every household who's represented here today. Thank you, Lord, for your anointing. Destroying yokes. And stirring up gifts. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Glory to God. Will you stand to your feet and raise your hands and just begin to thank your Father. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. You're so good. You're so good. Oh, you are an amazing God. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Lord. Blessed be your holy name. Lord, you are good and your mercy endures forever. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Glory to God. We are so grateful to have breath in our lungs. We're so grateful, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I heard the Lord say, he's not limited by what we don't know. He's only limited by what we don't do according to his word. He's looking for our obedience. He's looking for our response to him, and to never trap yourself in shoulda, coulda, woulda. Never trap yourself in guilt and shame. If guilt and shame ever shows up in your mind, it has to be from the enemy. That is not of God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Keep thanking him. Keep thanking him. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. John Jerabasi Shikitorodomasinde Zed Robo Soma Kana Baba Babesia. Thank you, Lord. Oh, you're so good. You're so good. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Praise your holy name. Praise your holy name. Praise your holy name. Thank you, Lord. Yes, sir. Glory to God. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord. My God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Tia, the Lord is saying, continue to step out and press in. Position yourself to hear from him. Move away from distraction. Stop illuminating what is not right and focus in on him, and he will demonstrate his love, his leading, and his guiding in your life. Choose this day to release strife, tension, pressure, what others say have nothing to do with my love for you, says the Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank the Lord. Thank the Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank the Lord. Glory to God. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Glory to God. Harimomo vivisita sanda rabaski shishitoro dobone. Jinjero rama jensi koso radasi kesi shitoro. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Lord. Glory. 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 Thank you, Lord. Oh, you're so good. You're so good. You're so good. Thank you, Lord. Tony, the Lord said it's not too late. Keep expecting. Keep pressing toward what I've put on the inside of you to accomplish. It's not too late. Don't listen to the lies of that was of the past. What I have for you is in your future. Step out and trust me, and I'll do exactly what I showed you. Thank you, Lord. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Glory to God. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Praise your holy name forever. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Oh, you're so good. You're so good. You're so good. Glory to God. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord. Praise your holy name forever. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Glory to God. Dylan, the Lord said you are his. And what you do, do it for his glory and his honor. And he'll show you exactly what he's called you to do. Don't look to the left. Don't look to the right. Look to him, and he's going to bring you right into the middle of his will for your life. There's a frustration. It's just almost like it's foggy. It's cloudy, and you're a little unsure, and you're tempted to or begin to take your hands off the wheel. And God is saying that you are mine, and I will lead you. I will instruct you. Take your eyes off the side. Focus on him, that commitment you made to him. He's gonna bring to pass, because what you felt, that overwhelming quickening of your entire being, is who God is. keep pressing towards him. Thank you, Lord.
Glory to God. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Oh, you're so good. Praise your holy name. Praise your holy name forever. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Glory to God.
Ha, 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 ha. Glory to God.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Make sure there's nothing else before we dismiss. Thank you, Lord. You're so faithful. Your presence is so sweet. There's nothing like being in your presence. Thank you, Lord. Glory to God. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Yes, yes, yes. Thank you, Lord. Glory to God. Yes, 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 yes. Yes, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Oh, you're so good. Praise your holy name forever. Thank you for ministry to the needs of your children, your sons and daughters. Thank you, Lord. 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 Glory to God. Glory to God. Ha, yanan, yirosora. Eddie, never look back. Never, never look back. Begin to press forward like never before. God is calling you to function in the spirit realm. It's cool to see in the spirit realm from time to time, but he's calling you to function, to transact business in the spirit realm. So begin to allow boldness to overtake you. Begin to do it anyway. So hesitation gives place to the enemy. So release yourself from hesitating, from the what ifs. Go boldly like never before and begin to function and flow in the spirit. Thank you, Lord. Glory to God. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. My God, thank you, Lord. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Praise your holy name forever.
Glory to God.
Thank you, Jesus. Lives will be changed because of the words we speak over ourselves going forward. Transformation is going to take place all over here because God put this series on my heart because there needs to be a shift and aligning with who we really are, beginning to speak forth truth. We've allowed some things to take place in our midst. We've kind of stepped back and didn't want to offend people. We didn't want to. Dear God. Dear God. Glory. My God, my God, my God. The Lord said no more. He said no more. No more. As we shift, we'll step in and do everything he's called us to do. No more. No more. The enemy's been found out. It's the back door he's been using. He's been using our words. He's been allowing our tongues to aid his business. My God. My God. Hallelujah. 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 As we shift, family, it will never be the same. It will never be the same. Thank you, Lord. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory, glory, glory. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. My God. My God. Thank you, Lord.